Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, my beautiful podcast listeners, and welcome back to Higher Self and I. Today, we are having a look at how to train your audience to buy from you. Yes, we have to. We have to train our audience. We have to subconsciously program our audience to understand what's going on in our world, what you are selling, what you are moving into, if you're launching, what it looks like to work with you. And we really have to train our audience what we want them to invest in. Because I think if we're constantly giving out value, which is very, very important in this equation, but we're not backing it up with any way, shape, or form of how they can work with us, you are training your audience that they get value from you. That's what you're training your audience. And I did that for a very long time. I trained my audience to know that they could come in, get a shit ton of value from me, and not buy, because I wasn't training them on that. And I see so many people doing this, and I see so many people who are ready to really step into that next level of sales, that next level of impact, that next level of leading a movement. And you really have to shift the way that you're doing things in order to do this. And I was going through this, like, I was so done learning about pain point and desire type content. Like, if one more person told me that, I was like, like, I don't want to learn about this anymore. And I knew it, that I knew that if I wanted to be mega successful, that wasn't really the thing that was going to get me there. I knew it was really down to my subconscious. Yes, it was. And I think when I tapped into that one thing that truly changed everything in my business, which is subconscious marketing, I really started to see the change. Now, I knew that 95% of everyone's actions, of everyone's behaviors, of everyone's buying or not buying was coming from their subconscious. So I had this moment, and this was probably about 3 or 4 years ago now, that I was like, why the hell am I not tapping into my zone of genius more? And I'm going to be talking about NLP today, neuro-linguistic programming, because I use this in my content a lot. I use this in my subconscious marketing and neuro messaging strategy. But actually, it's both the speaking to the subconscious and then making those subtle shifts in my energy and in my beliefs, which really started to shift. It really started to shift my sales, and sales started becoming easier and easier. And I was coming up with content ideas with a flow and an ease that had never existed before. And I've started to realize that I'd really started to subconsciously program my audience to pay attention to me, to listen to me, to really have that trust, because I knew how incredible the work that I was doing is for them, you know, for any client that comes in to work with me. And for them to be craving to be in my world, that's, you know, I wanted that because I want to help people. I really, really, really want to help you use your subconscious mind, both from a mindset perspective within your business, but also in your marketing as well, because we can have it all. We can have it both, and it literally goes across the board, across the whole of my business strategy, to be honest. I use my subconscious in so many parts of my business. Those who know me, those who have been my clients, those who have been in my world, know how much I use the subconscious mind across every section of my business. But most importantly, and what I want to talk about today, is how to train your audience to buy from you. Now, like I said, I see this very often where we are so trained, subconsciously trained again, that we have to give a shit ton of value. And actually, there is a lot of beliefs that I see come up again and again and again with clients where, oh, I don't want to sell too much. I don't want to feel too sleazy. I don't want to look like a salesman. I don't want to, you know, all of these beliefs have come from God knows when. God knows when in the industry, where we were basically trained that we couldn't sell, that we shouldn't be selling. And I think this was more back in kind of 2021, 2022, when like mini trainings and giving, like overexerting the value, literally teaching people everything you know before they even came into your container, and therefore they knew everything, so they thought they didn't need it. And there is such a shift in the industry now where people are done. People are done with the whole process of it. Like, people want to know what you're selling. Yes, of course, you're still going to give them value 100%, but they want the truth. They want the openness. And I think really getting into the subconscious marketing that I'm going to be talking about today is going to change the course of your business, because it truly is more than pains and desires. It truly is so much more than that. And there's so many little intricate things that you can be doing day in, day out, that really start to subconsciously program your audience to buy and to understand and to pay attention and to move in that impact. And I want you to see this not as a, we're not tricking people, we're not programming them like robots. Like, they still have all of their own decisions. They make the decision, your audience do. But there's so much that we can be doing that allows them to see what's going on for them, that allows them to become aware of where they're stuck or where the blockers are and how they want to move and what that looks like. And it really does come down to the neuroscience and the subconscious within them. So the first thing that I really started to do was to understand the emotional triggers around my audience. And I always say, I'm saying triggers in the best way in this podcast. I know a lot of the time I speak about triggers being like, what's your trigger? What's taking you into this limiting belief? But actually, the emotional trigger that evokes that positive emotion relating to your offer. And we really want to identify the emotions associated with your product or with your service or with your offer, because the emotions and the kind of neuroscience and the studies behind this really suggest that emotions play a significant role in decision making. And you want to craft your message to really evoke that positive emotion relating to what you're selling. So if you're constantly in the pain point, if you're constantly speaking to the pain point, and let me tell you, it's very, very easy to do this. I have so many clients who are like, I can't get myself out of speaking to the pain point, because it is so much easier to do that than to speak to the transformation. And I get it. Like, when I ask my clients what's currently holding them back, they can give me a list as long as they're several arms. They can give me a list so long of what is currently going on for them from a real kind of like blocked, stuck perspective. And when I ask about the transformation, or you know, what they want to achieve at the end of our time together, etc., the list is a lot smaller. It is a lot easier for them as clients to tap into the pain that they're currently experiencing, of course, because they want to get out of it, right? So I have so many clients who are like, man, like, I'm so sick of speaking to the pain. I'm so sick of creating this problem where content and shouting at people all the time and telling them where they're going wrong and telling them how shit they feel, because actually what that's doing is it's bringing in the wrong type of client as well. It's bringing in the type of client who is so unbelievably stuck in that. And I hasten to say, it's so incredibly stuck in the victim of that, that it's really then takes a lot of the container to get them out of that, to move them forwards. So actually, if you can start understanding the emotional triggers from a serving your client better perspective, never ever like to use the word positive. It's really weird. It like really doesn't even like cross my mind anymore. It's like thoughts that don't serve you and thoughts that serve you better, but emotions that serve them better. And you start to craft your messaging and you start to craft how you show up with evoking these emotions that really set their soul on fire, you are going to start to see the role in the decision-making getting quicker, one, and two, more in that growth mindset. Because when you're into the emotions, the amygdala, and I've spoke about this a lot, the amygdala is the part of the brain that is associated with processing of emotions. And it really does play a significant role in decision-making. And actually, you can use these emotions, you can leverage these emotional triggers and the connection to the amygdala to really help your client, to really help your ideal clients to see what it could be like, how their life could be, what that could look like. And by doing so, and by doing that, you're really starting to tap into that you're shifting them, you're reframing them before they even get into your container. A lot of the content I do and have done for many, over a year and a half now, is reframe content. I very, very rarely do kind of like step one, do this, step two, do that, step three, do that on my content anymore. I still do it in the podcast, and that's a decision that I made because I love it. But on my Instagram and, you know, my stories and on that platform, I very rarely do educational content anymore, but it's educational in the way that I am reframing the way that my ideal clients are seeing something, the way that they're going through something, the way that they're connected to something, the way that they think that something is right now, but I know it's not, and I know it can be changed. And I'm constantly reframing and really driving from that activation, motivation, inspiring language that's going to really help them move. And this brings me very nicely into neuro-linguistic programming. And I have done NLP, for those who have followed me. I have been a master practitioner in NLP since 2019, was when I graduated. And neuro-linguistic programming has changed my life. It changes my clients' lives. And I really started to look at how I could pull all the things that I learn about neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and how I can start to kind of blend and bleed that into my content, because there is so much around sales psychology and everything like that. And I've never really learned any of that in my life. But actually, when I started to bring in NLP and the neuroscience and the subconscious and kind of bringing it all together and really testing a lot of my content, testing how I show up, testing how I speak, I was like, oh, this makes sense to me. This really makes sense to me. And it kind of, I could really understand it and break it down. So with NLP and using NLP, what we want to do is we want to tap into the three letters, NLP. And I'm going to break it down for you today because I've been doing a lot of NLP in the podcast of recent. I taught you an actual NLP technique called anchoring in a couple of podcast episodes previous. I will tag it in. It was all about switching on your powerful sales energy, which again, subconscious, goes back to what I'm talking about today. But from a NLP perspective, let's just break it down of how I use it. So the basic premise of NLP is that there's a link between the neurological process, which is neuro, the language, which is linguistics, and the behavioral patterns, that's actually quite a tongue twister, behavioral patterns that have been learned through experience, which is program, neuro-linguistic programming. So it's neuro in your mind, the neurological processes, linguistics, which is the language that you use and how that's shaping your day, your life, and then the behavioral patterns that have been learned, which is your programming. So within the neuro side of NLP, we process a lot through our sensory perceptions. And this always involves the information that we receive through our five senses. So sight, sound, touch, taste, smell. And actually, our mental representations of these sensory experiences that we go through, including thoughts and feelings and memories, are considered a part of the neurological processes. So when I'm looking at and helping my clients, we're looking at the sights, the sounds, the touch, the taste, the smell. If you've ever worked with me and I've done any mindset work on you, you know how many things I ask you around the senses, especially when we're future pacing. But actually, we can start to really use this in our content, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. The second thing, language, like I said, linguistics. Language is such a powerful tool. And I don't think we realize how goddamn powerful it is. Like, language is everything, right? And it blows my mind how I can sit on a call with clients and really just, all I'm doing is listening to what they're saying. And they're almost like, you know, like, when does the coaching start? When are we doing mindset work? And I'm like, I have been doing mindset work on you since you started speaking to me. Like, I am constantly listening to language, and it's such a powerful tool that really shapes our thoughts and influences our behavior. And we really like press on the influence of language. We really emphasize the importance on the influence of language in communication with others, with ourselves, the patterns, the choice of words, the structure of sentences. This can really impact our perceptions and influence our reactions to things. And I'm going through this, I've gone on a bit of a side tangent, but there is a reason why. And then the last one is programming. So programming in NLP refers to the kind of habitual patterns of thoughts and behaviors that individuals develop over time with your experiences. And actually, when we start to understand and modify these internal programs, which is exactly what I do with my one-to-ones, you can really start to achieve the growth that you want. You can overcome limiting beliefs, you can improve your communication, etc., etc. And actually, when we look at using these using NLP within our content, we can really start to ground in all three of these sections, especially language and especially programming. Because, well, to be honest, all of them, because actually, when you start to look at the sensory experiences within the neuro, you can start to make sure that your brand is cohesive. How do your stories look? Is everything matching together? Are you using language with your sight, your sound, your touch, your taste, your smell, that connection there, the language of how you speak and how you really deliver your message across to your ideal clients, and then how you're programming your ideal clients to know that their thoughts and behaviors can change, that you have the answers for them, and really start to bring this in. It is so cool. It is so cool. And I could go on and talk about this forever, which I am doing in a launch that I've got coming up very, very soon. I'm very excited. I'm going to be telling about you in a minute. But what I really like to see and what I really like to do with NLP is a couple of techniques that we use as we go. And one of them is future pacing. And that really is allowing your audience and taking your audience's imagination towards that future outcome that they desire. That future outcome, and really getting it so external that they can paint the picture of what that looks like. They can really see that. They can connect the dots and see themselves doing that future outcome that you're going to have such impact on with the work that you're going to do with them, and really kind of creating that mental image of success and satisfaction associated with your offer. The other thing I do a lot, and I speak about this so often with my clients, is I match and mirror. And we really want to mirror the language and the communication style of our ideal clients. And I have clients who come in who maybe don't have the same ideal client as me. And I really go, look, we cannot be communicating in the same manner, in the same style, in the same energy, in the same way, because our ideal clients are completely different. And we want to match and mirror all the time, you know, using words that really resonate with them, using words that connect with them. And I always use Voxer as an example here, because if I started showing up and being like, oh, you get access to WhatsApp, everyone would be like, whoa, hang on a minute. Everyone else in the industry is using Voxer. Like the match and the mirror of the language around Voxer, as soon as you say Voxer, everyone understands, right? And if you're new to the industry, you soon find out or Google what Voxer is, right? And you have to really learn the language and communication style of your ideal client. This is why I'm constantly listening, constantly in the language of my ideal client, because I need to match and mirror that. I need to match the terminology that they're using, the phrases that they're using. And this really creates that subconscious connection. Not only that, but you're building rapport, which is a huge thing that we do in NLP. Not talking about it today, but building rapport with your audience, with your clients. Oh, it is up there. It is up there in importance. And actually using the terminology, using the phrases, matching and mirroring what they're doing. And then they match and mirror you. They mirror back to what you're saying. You really start to see how this can make your ideal client feel so much safer in your space. And then the last one that I wanted to talk about today, which kind of goes back to anchoring, which I kind of taught in a couple of podcast episodes ago, is really anchoring you and your brand with that kind of positive intent, the positive emotions with your brand. So pairing the experiences and emotions with your brand through visuals, through testimonials, through stories, through how you show up, through colors, all of those things is going to strengthen that anchor. And stories do this very well. Instagram stories, you know, I anchor in that I'm pretty much on stories very, very consistently, which is another one to the NLP bucket of marketing. But I'm not going to give you all my secrets just yet. But What anchoring allows you to do is people then really go to find you. You know, there's so many people who are like, are you okay? Is everything okay? You haven't been on stories this morning. And I'm like, yes, like I've just been in client sessions or I'm just enjoying my life. But because I've anchored that I'm going to be there, people come and find me. People are wanting that. People are craving that because it's now part of their routine. Oh, it can get so juicy and there is so much to go into. But honestly, the shift and that realization that we can subconsciously train our audience, we could subconsciously allow our audience to understand not only the impact that you can have on them and what it would be like to be inside your program, but for you to really stand as the authority and start to bring in the clients that you desire and all of this and goddamn more, I can't even tell you what I've got planned, is exactly what I'm going to teach you in my subconscious marketing process inside a brand new mini mind that I have got coming, which actually launches on the 22nd of March, Friday the 22nd. So you'll be listening to this. If you're listening on the day it goes out, you'll be listening on the 19th, but it launches on Friday the 22nd, and it is a 21-day mini mind that is going to teach you how to leverage your ideal client's subconscious mind so that each piece of content will have your audience craving to work with you. Yes, I can hear Stripe notifications from here. Yes, I can. So I want you to mark your calendars because doors open on the 22nd, and you're going to learn how to draw in those high caliber, dreamy clients on a subconscious level, be the business owner that people want to like, that are like craving, desperate to work with, and actually calibrate your own subconscious to show up on social media like the goddamn queen that you are, that unapologetic, in your power, because you know people buy from you. And that is the energy you bring, baby. And that is what we're going to be doing together. So, oh, I am so excited. It literally feels like two of my biggest wheelhouses coming together, like subconscious and content coming together. It's a match made in heaven. And oh, I cannot wait to open the doors. You're going to have to wait a couple of days if you're listening on the 19th. We launch on Friday the 22nd. So if you have any questions or you're like, Beck, I cannot wait, the link will be ready. So jump on into my DMs and you can sign up early. I will allow it. I will allow it. But yeah, so it is all about subconscious marketing, neuromessaging, and it really is the superpower behind my consistent sales, which in full transparency is the easiest part of my business at this point. And I want sales to be the easiest part of your business too. So teaching you that unique subconscious selling process that has attracted clients to me like moth to a flame. Yes, I went there. So if you want more information, if you cannot possibly wait till the 22nd, if you really want to know more about it, or you literally want the link and you're like, I'm in, it's 3 weeks, it's a mini mind, it's live trainings, it's pre-recorded, it's Q&A, it's community, it is going to be amazing. It is the next level of making sales. It is the new way of making sales. It is the subconscious way of making sales. And I cannot wait to let you in. I'll see you on next week's episode, and I love you lots. Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast, because it allows me to get into more ear holes. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there, and I will see you on the next episode.